Christian Nation of Rwanda Says No to Abortion. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on February 28, 2023. The Protestant Council of Rwanda, CPR, has instructed all its health facilities to stop performing abortions, joining a similar policy adopted by the Catholic Church. The CPR currently runs some 10% of Rwanda's largest health facilities, while the Catholic Church directs another 30%, many of them in rural areas. With a population of 13 million people, Rwanda is mostly Christian, 93.2%, which has had a significant impact on its views concerning the protection of the unborn. Since 2018, abortion is legal in Rwanda in cases of rape, forced marriage, incest, or when pregnancy poses a health risk, but only after consultation with a doctor. The CPR decision this month, signed by 26 Protestant religious organizations, reiterated the widespread Christian belief that taking the life of the unborn is sinful and urged parents to guide their daughters in sexual abstinence before marriage. "For us, we have our belief, and our belief cannot be taken away by the law. We are not opposing the law, but our belief does not allow us to support abortion," said Laurent Mbanda, head of the Anglican Church in Rwanda. According to the Planned Parenthood-affiliated Guttmacher Institute, abortion is currently illegal in 10 out of 54 African countries. In an additional 10 countries, abortion is legal only when deemed necessary to save the life of the mother. In three African nations, namely Cape Verde, South Africa, and Tunisia, abortion is legal for any reason whatsoever. Abortion provider Maurice Dopes International, whose founder was a racist and eugenicist, currently operates more than 600 clinics in 37 countries around the world, many of them targeting blacks in sub-Saharan Africa. The organization has offices or abortion clinics in Burkina Faso, Ghana, Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, Ethiopia, Nigeria, Senegal, Niger, Kenya, Sierra Leone, Uganda, Tanzania, Malawi, Madagascar, South Africa, Zambia, and Zimbabwe. According to data from its website, the organization took the lives of 2,628,900 unborn African children in 2019 alone, far more than the sum of all the abortions it performed in predominantly white Europe, North and South America, and Australia combined. Follow at Williams Rome.